Welcome back to Bite-Sized Breakthroughs. Today, we're diving into the world of reinforcement learning, or RL for short, with a fascinating paper that challenges the traditional approach. Joining us is Dr. Paige Turner, an expert in this field, and Professor Wid Spectrum, who will provide a broader context for this groundbreaking research. Dr. Turner, can you give us a quick overview of what this paper is all about?
Sure, Alex. This paper explores a novel approach to training sophisticated reinforcement learning systems using human preferences instead of predefined reward functions. It tackles a crucial problem in RL, how to effectively communicate complex goals to AI agents, especially when these goals are subjective or difficult to express mathematically.
That's a great introduction. Prof. Spectrum, how does this problem relate to the bigger picture of AI research?
Well, Alex, the problem of aligning AI systems with human values is a central challenge in AI development. Traditionally, RL agents rely on a reward function, which serves as a guide for the agent to learn desirable behaviors. But in real-world scenarios, goals can be complex and nuanced, often involving subjective preferences that are difficult to quantify. This can lead to misalignment, where the agent's actions, while maximizing the reward function, might not align with what humans truly desire. This paper attempts to bridge that gap by directly incorporating human preferences into the learning process.
So instead of relying on a programmer to define the reward function, this method uses direct human feedback. Can you elaborate on how this works, Dr. Turner?
Absolutely. The paper proposes a system where the RL agent learns a reward function based on human preferences over short segments of its behavior, called trajectory segments. Imagine these segments as short video clips showcasing the agent's actions in the environment. The human overseer is presented with two such clips and asked to compare them. They indicate which clip represents a more desirable outcome or whether the clips are equally good. This feedback is then used to train a reward predictor, a neural network that learns to predict human preferences based on these comparisons.
Interesting. So the human is essentially teaching the AI by giving it a thumbs up or down on different actions. What are the key innovations here, Dr. Turner?
The key innovation lies in scaling this approach to complex deep RL systems, which is a significant advancement over previous methods. This allows us to train RL agents on much more complex tasks, like Atari games and simulated robotics, using significantly less human oversight. The paper demonstrates that with minimal feedback, less than 1% of the agent's interactions, the system can learn to perform complex behaviors that were previously difficult to achieve.
That's quite remarkable. Prof. Spectrum, could you elaborate on the significance of this reduction in human oversight?
Absolutely. In traditional RL, gathering enough data to train a high-performing agent often requires substantial human effort, often involving tedious tasks like manually labeling vast amounts of data. This paper effectively reduces the cost of human oversight by orders of magnitude, making deep RL more feasible for practical applications. Imagine training a robot to clean your house. With this method, you wouldn't need to meticulously program every step. Instead, you could simply show the robot a few short clips of how you'd like the cleaning to be done, and it would learn to perform the task based on your preferences.
That's a great example, Prof. Spectrum. Dr. Turner, could you delve a bit deeper into the methodology? How does the system actually learn from this human feedback?
Certainly. The system operates asynchronously. The RL agent continuously interacts with the environment, generating new trajectories based on its current policy. This policy is optimized using a standard RL algorithm like Advantage Actor Critic, A2C for Atari games, or Trust Region Policy Optimization, TRPO for robotics. The agent's actions are then evaluated by the reward predictor, which predicts the reward based on the human's preferences. The policy is further optimized to maximize this predicted reward. In parallel, the reward predictor itself is updated by analyzing the human feedback. The system essentially iteratively refines both the agent's policy and the reward function based on human input. It's like a two-way conversation, with the agent learning from the human and the human learning about the agent's capabilities through the feedback process.
That's very insightful, Dr. Turner. But how does the reward predictor actually learn from the human comparisons? How does it convert those thumbs up and thumbs down into a reward function?
The reward predictor is trained using a supervised learning approach. It learns to predict the probability of a human preferring one trajectory segment over another based on the rewards associated with each segment. The model used is based on the Bradley-Terry model and the Luce-Shefford choice rule, which effectively equate rewards with preference rankings. Imagine a system like the ELO ranking system used in chess, where the difference in ELO scores between two players predicts the probability of one player winning against the other. Similarly, in this system, the difference in predicted reward between two trajectory segments estimates the probability that the human would choose one over the other.
That's a very clear analogy. It seems like the system is essentially building a model of human preferences, but how does it know which trajectory segments to present to the human for comparison? Is it random, or is there a strategy involved?
That's a great question, Alex. The paper explores different query selection strategies. One approach is to simply choose segments at random, but another, more sophisticated strategy involves prioritizing segments where the reward predictor is most uncertain about its predictions. This uncertainty is estimated by analyzing the predictions made by an ensemble of reward predictors, each trained on a different subset of the human feedback. The idea is to maximize the information gained from each human query by focusing on areas where the system is most unsure about its understanding of human preferences.
That makes sense. So the system is actively seeking out information to refine its understanding of human preferences. Proffer Spectrum, what are the main experimental results that support these claims?
The paper presents compelling results across two domains, simulated robotics and Atari games. For the robotics tasks, the system was able to achieve human-level performance using only 700 human comparisons, which is significantly fewer than the number of interactions needed for traditional RL to achieve similar results. In some cases, the system even surpassed the performance of traditional RL methods, suggesting that the learned reward function can actually be better shaped than handcrafted reward functions.
So, the human feedback is not just matching the performance, but potentially even improving it. That's impressive. What about the Atari results?
The Atari results were also quite promising, showcasing the ability to learn complex behaviors in challenging environments. The system learned to perform at near human-level proficiency in several games, like Beam Rider and Pong, using around 3,300 human comparisons. Even in more challenging games, such as Space Invaders and Breakout, the agent exhibited substantial learning, surpassing the first level in some cases.
Dr. Turner, could you elaborate on the specific behaviors that the agent learned in these Atari games? What does near human-level proficiency mean in this context?
For example, in Beam Rider, the agent learned to effectively shoot enemy ships while avoiding being shot itself. In Breakout, it learned to skillfully use the paddle to break bricks and prevent the ball from falling off the screen. In Enduro, the agent even learned to stay alongside other cars in a simulated race, which is a complex behavior involving coordinated movement and avoidance of collisions. These examples demonstrate the potential for this method to train RL agents to perform complex behaviors that go beyond simple reward functions, often exhibiting behavior that mimics human strategies in these games.
That's incredible. It seems like this approach can teach AI agents to learn complex tasks in a way that reflects human intuition and preferences. Proffer Spectrum, do you have any insights into the broader impact of this research?
Absolutely. This research has the potential to revolutionize the way we design and interact with RL systems. It enables us to create more intelligent and adaptable AI agents that can learn from human preferences without requiring extensive programming or expert knowledge. It opens up a wide range of potential applications, from personalized AI assistants that cater to individual preferences to robots that can perform complex tasks based on human instructions. This could have a significant impact on fields like robotics, game AI, and even healthcare, allowing us to develop more effective and human-centered AI systems.
It's clear that this research holds immense promise. Dr. Turner, are there any limitations or challenges that need to be addressed?
Of course, no research is perfect. One challenge is the reliance on human feedback. While the system can learn from minimal input, gathering that input still requires some human effort. future research could focus on making the feedback collection process more efficient, perhaps by incorporating techniques like active learning or meta-learning to guide the query selection process. Additionally, the consistency and reliability of human feedback can impact the system's performance. Future work could explore ways to address human inconsistency, perhaps through Bayesian inference or by developing more robust models that can handle noisy input. Finally, the query selection strategy currently employed is a heuristic approach. Investigating more sophisticated strategies based on the expected value of information could further improve the system's efficiency.
Those are great points, Dr. Turner. Prof. Spectrum, what are your thoughts on the future directions for this research?
I think this research is just scratching the surface of what's possible. As we develop more powerful and sophisticated AI systems, the need to incorporate human values and preferences becomes even more critical. Future research could explore using more diverse feedback modalities, like natural language descriptions or demonstrations, to enhance communication between humans and AI agents. This could enable us to train AI systems to perform complex tasks that are currently difficult to specify through simple reward functions. Ultimately, the goal is to make learning from human preferences as intuitive and efficient as learning from programmatic reward signals, ensuring that powerful RL systems are aligned with our values and can be effectively used to solve complex problems.
That's a fantastic vision for the future. So to summarize, this paper presents a significant breakthrough in training deep RL agents using human preferences. It drastically reduces the need for human oversight, enabling the learning of complex behaviors in challenging environments. While there are still limitations to overcome, the potential impact of this research is immense, paving the way for more intuitive, adaptable, and human-centered AI systems. Dr. Turner, Prof. Spectrum, thank you both for your insights and expertise on this fascinating paper.
Thank you for having us, Alex. It's been a pleasure discussing this groundbreaking research.
Indeed, Alex. It's a promising step towards a future where AI systems are more closely aligned with human values and can be effectively used to solve real-world problems.